Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We have got a lot going on this afternoon. For the last couple of days, I have heard from many Saints fans who are just brokenhearted over the news that Mark Ingram is leaving the Saints and will be in a Baltimore Raven uniform next year. We've seen fan favorites leave. We've seen players we loved, players that contributed to the Saints. We've seen them leave, and we hate when they leave. But it seems like there's just something a little more emotional for many Saints fans about the loss of Mark Ingram. And it really came down to money. It came down to apparently guaranteed money. It may have even come down to playing time. Mark Ingram has been, from all that we have heard from the team, has been an integral part of the team's spirit on and off the field. And he sets a great example. We've lost him. Do you trust that the Saints have made the right decision? Keeping the extra money, not paying Mark Ingram, letting him go, and building the team elsewhere? Because it certainly seems as if the Saints, like last year, are going into this upcoming season with the idea that we can win it all. And we're going to do everything we can to put everything in place to win it all. We've also talked about the Connecticut Supreme Court ruling that a lawsuit can proceed. It's a lawsuit by the parents of some of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School mass shooting. And I just don't think it's fair to blame gun manufacturers for the actions of people. Guns are not made, I guess you can argue that guns are made to kill people, but guns are made for protection. I mean, a police officer has a gun not to just kill people. A police officer has a gun to help maintain civility, to help maintain the law. And sure, some police officers don't use the gun that way. We've known that. But guns are not manufactured with the intent of committing murder. They're manufactured with the intent of killing an animal or for protection, for self-defense. And so to me, there seems to be a parallel between blaming gun manufacturers and blaming car manufacturers for cars that go too fast. You know, one of the very deceiving statistics is accidents that are caused by speed. Because that's not necessarily a high rate of speed. That takes into consideration somebody who's, let's say the speed limit is 35 miles an hour going around a turn. Well, maybe it's raining that day, and somebody's going around that turn at 45 miles an hour. They're going the speed, or 35, whatever. If they're going the speed limit. You can go the speed limit on one day, and if it's raining the next day and you go the speed limit, speed contributes to the accident. So when you hear about speed is the cause of many accidents, those are the kinds of things that are taken into consideration. So it's somewhat deceiving. Anyway, I one of my main themes on this show is the loss of personal responsibility in our society. And we see it everywhere. And while gun manufacturers make guns they don't have to make, auto manufacturers make cars that they don't have to make. If you would like to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I really wanted to get into the conversation about the city council talking about the issue of cyclist and pedestrian safety on our streets following this drunk driver hitting cyclists and pedestrians following this year's Endymion Parade, killing two and injuring, I think it was seven others. Who do you more blame for close calls or accidents, the cyclists or the motorists? I don't know that we're going to get to that today because I've got full lines here of people wanting to talk about what we've been talking about so far today. So if you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And from Mid-City, Sherry, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
I'm from Bridge City.
You're from Bridge City, not Mid City. Okay, there's a big difference.
No, but thank you for taking my call. I just want to make you crack up because everything's so serious. You're always like the emotional roller coaster And I mean, not you personally, but the show. So I don't want to feel guilty, but it's kind of funny.
It's okay if you do that. I welcome it.
Okay. Okay. It's a funny T-shirt I saw. Okay. Think Harry Potter type lettering, right?
Okay.
Okay. It said, and I'm going to say it slow.
Okay.
Wands don't kill wizards. Wizards kill wizards.
I like that. Is that an actual T-shirt?
Yeah, I don't know if the lady made it herself, but I mean, is that? Come on.
Well, it's a perfect analogy to, you know, guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Anyway, that's all I have to say.
All right.
I just thought it was so adorable, but sick.
It is. You know what? And if there's two things that I love in life, it's things that are adorable and sick at the same time.
Me too, Scoot.
Well, Sherry, you call us anytime with anything that you have that's adorable and sick, or just adorable or just sick. That's okay as well. And from Mid City, is this Mid City, Mike? You're from Mid City?
Yeah.
Not Bridge City. Okay, because we had a mess up on the last call. Mike, welcome to our show.
Hey, glad you took my call.
Sure.
You know, yeah, man, I'm just like, you know, I'm really blown away that, you know, we have a discussion about guns when we would not have a United States of America if it not be for guns. You know, guns were used to eradicate, virtually an entire population. You know, and to sit here and to be an ancestor of Native Americans, and to listen to this discussion about taking people guns from them. You know, I mean, just imagine if the natives would have had guns before the Europeans brought them over here. You know, we wouldn't have the United States.
You know, that's really an interesting thought. Yeah, that might have changed history. Of course, it would have changed history to some degree.
And as far as the Sandy Hook thing, I mean, hey, you got a mental health issue and a poor parenting issue.
Yeah.
And now they want to take her by the guns.
Mike, I'm glad you called the show. We're not talking about taking guns away, but this lawsuit, right? I saw this earlier today before the show started, that the Connecticut Supreme Court had ruled that the parents of some of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School mass shooting can proceed with their lawsuit against the gun manufacturers. And I don't know that that's fair. That's the easy way. That's the easy thing to do. Let's go blame them. Because it's politically expedient to blame gun manufacturers. But because of the integral role that the automobile plays in our society, it is not politically expedient to go after the auto manufacturers. But in theory, in my opinion, and some people have disagreed, but in theory, in my opinion, making a gun, manufacturing a gun that shoots many more rounds very quickly than necessary to do its job, you can argue, is the same as car manufacturers making cars that go a lot faster than the speed limit and a lot faster than we should be driving. And, you know, I love my car. I love the fact that my car has on the speedometer 160 miles an hour. In this particular car, as I said, I've never gone over 100 miles an hour, but I like the fact that it will go that fast. And when I step on the gas to, like, you know, get through traffic, or if I'm going from, you know, one speed to another speed, I'm punching it. I love the fact that I've got an engine that will do that. So I am assuming that gun enthusiasts feel the same way when they have guns that do things that you really don't need. You really don't need a gun to shoot, you know, 50 people in a minute. You don't need a gun to do that. Unless, of course, you're talking about a militia, and I guess some people want guns for that reason. But, you know, really, I mean, if the government really wanted to get to you, the government would get to you. The government has a lot of weapons beyond just guns, and there are people who stockpile weapons because they're preparing for the government to attack them. And of course, I think that is ridiculous. All right, if you want to join us, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So in the news, the House, led by Democrats, passes a bill unanimously, 420-0, I think it was, to make the Mueller report public. And over in the Senate, 12 Republican senators have broken ranks with President Trump and Republicans and voted to block President Trump from declaring a national emergency so he can use the money to build a wall. So are we talking about a revolution on Capitol Hill? I mean, think about it. Who will the president blame for these Republicans breaking ranks? I can't blame the Democrats because Republicans broke ranks with other Republicans and the president. The president says he's going to veto that bill and still declare a national emergency if he wants to. But, you know, the more that this builds up against him in terms of votes, then the more that could work against him politically if he does something that goes against the majority of what Republicans want. Very interesting times we live in, and that's why we always have an exciting show in the afternoon from 1 to 4. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. You know, usually I play this song in the summertime, but it seems like it's appropriate this afternoon. I think the high today may hit 84 degrees, which will either tie or set a new record. It is a hot, humid March Thursday afternoon. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll come back to more of your calls here in just a moment. Here's a text that says, Scoot, once you are healed up, treat yourself to a track day at NOLA Motorsports Park and drive as fast as you comfortably can in a controlled environment. You know, my son has been trying to get me to do that. My son does that a lot in Portland. And he's telling me, Dad, you gotta go out there and do that. So, you know, maybe I will we'll try that. Yeah, I'm coming to you from my apartment. I'm inviting you into my apartment in downtown New Orleans. So once again, and I'll be back in the studio just as soon as I can. Yeah, and talking about this lawsuit from some of the parents against gun manufacturers, some of the parents who lost loved ones, kids in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, it makes me think of that that movie Runaway Jury. Wasn't that shot in New Orleans? Came out about like 2005, maybe? And John Cusack was in it. Wasn't that kind of about the same topic? From the Spillway, Donna, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. I'm glad you're doing better. First off, I want to talk about Ingram leaving. I felt just as bad when Mighty Mouse, Garrett Sproles, left. Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just progression for the Saints, and I have faith in the coaching staff that they will do the right thing. And the other thing I wanted to say is you're exactly right, comparing guns to automobiles. You and I don't agree on everything, but this I agree with you on.
Well, I guess we disagree so often, Donna, that you don't feel the need to call when we disagree. But since we agree so rarely, you feel like, I got to call him and tell him we agree on this.
Well, I was angered by that man that called you earlier. So I've been on hold for about 30 minutes. So.
Well, I appreciate your patience. Thank you.
That man was just annoying.
In theory, well, you know, look, sometimes a caller upsets you. Sometimes I upset people. Sometimes a text that I read upsets people, which is why I really think that everybody should just, you know, you should put the station number in your phone, lock it in your phone. So just on that spur of the moment when you're ready to call, you can just hit that button and it dials right through. And our number is 504-260-1870. So stick that in your phone. Donna, I appreciate the call.
We appreciate you, Scoot.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. And let's see, from Mandeville. Chris, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot, what's up, my man? I'm glad you're recovering pretty good, dude.
Yeah, I'm doing good, thanks.
I've been keeping in my prayers.
I appreciate that, Chris.
Listen, Scoot, I agree with you. Hey, I'm pretty sick about us losing Mark Ingram. I mean, Mark developed a good relationship with Kamara. But on the other half, Scoot, I just don't understand why, okay, if I had a gun, I would use a gun to protect myself. Like, if someone came in and kicked down my door, I would protect myself. And then also to go hunting. But just to actually, because somebody pissed me off, instead of score, you're going to shoot and kill somebody? I mean, I wish that people would start using their head and realize, I mean, why... Scoot, I mean, you're a good guy, dude. I really like you. You're a cool cat. You're a good talk show host. And, you, dude, I mean, I just don't. You probably see that. I mean, look at you. You got knocked down. You got hurt before. And that's some cat running over you. And, dude, you are a miracle, man. And, well, anyway, and you probably see that a lot.
I would agree with you that I'm kind of a miracle, but I wouldn't spread the rumor that I'm a good guy.
No, well, I mean, to me, you sound like you're a cool cat, dude. And no, but
well,
to me, dude, you do the best you could, Scoot. And
yep.
I like you, and everybody, you do the best you could, Scoot. You do your job, and you call
That's
it right. And I just wish that everybody
would. It
just sickens me that everybody is using guns to shoot and kill people. I wish it would all stop.
Yeah,
but
it's really a shame, Chris.
I can't wait till you get back.
Yeah.
I can't wait till you get back in the studio. And
I'm looking forward to that, too. I've got news coming up, Chris, so I have to let this go, but I appreciate the kind words. If you're on hold, stay with us. I am Scoot in the afternoon. We're coming back on WWL. Boy, man, how appropriate is this? Lori Loughlin's daughter, Lori Loughlin from Full House and now Fuller House, Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, when the news broke that her mom was in trouble because they paid big bucks to bribe somebody to get her into a prestigious university, you know where she was when the news broke? She was in the Bahamas aboard a yacht. I mean, again, I guess that's just where you'd expect somebody like that to be. And, you know, I saw this on the news a lot yesterday. We talked about it the other day on the show. And, you know, we're just reminded over and over again how there are very wealthy people who do the right thing with their money. And there are very wealthy people who don't do the right thing with their money. And they abuse and really use their wealth to influence people that should not be influenced. From Metairie, Jay, you're on WWL.
Scoot, yeah, I think the annoying caller that Donna was referring to was Robert. And his argument is false because he assigns killing as the only purpose of a firearm. And that reveals his limited understanding of the many purposes of a firearm. And it brings me to the next point, which is you were asking, you know, why do you need a weapon that fires multiple times or whatever? Well, I'm a rifle match director in the state of Louisiana. I conduct a match where it's called Service Rifle High Power. And basically it mimics the rifle range skill of marksmanship.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of the strings of fire are 10 shots in 60 seconds or 10 shots in 70 seconds. It mimics a rifle range experience that many, 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 you know, service people over the decades. This sport's probably about 90 or 100 years old.
Yeah, it's part of the Olympics, is it? I mean, the rifles are used in the Olympics.
Yes, they are. So there is a purpose for a rapid fire weapon, and none of these rifles in my match that I conduct, none of these matches are ever going to see combat. They're competition rifles. And so where does killing have anything to do with this? We punch holes in paper. And it's been, like I said, it's been going on for decades. It's a noble sport.
Yeah. And Jay, just in case somebody just tuned in, I didn't say that that guns were only made for killing. I was sort of supporting the idea that if you're a gun enthusiast, you know, maybe there are reasons you want to have a gun that is a semi-automatic gun. You want to have a gun for certain reasons. And again, I think it's applicable to say, you know, my car says on the speedometer it will go 160. I've never gone that fast, but I like the fact that my car might go that fast.
Yes, I was addressing your point about you know, why an enthusiast might want a weapon that fires so many times. I wasn't claiming you made any statement or took a position on that. But anyway, I just wanted to clear it up for
anybody who just tuned in. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you. No, I just wanted to point out that there is a valid use for these weapons, and it has nothing to do with killing. It's a noble sport that's been out there for decades.
Right. And guns are not manufactured to murder. People use guns to murder people, but a gun's not manufactured with the purpose of murdering somebody. You know, you might need to kill somebody if they're breaking into your house or to protect your life and your family. And let's see, Dave Newman, you're on WWL. Dave Newman from Concealed Carry NOLA.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Dave.
Scoot.
Yeah.
I was calling in because you were talking about magazine capacity, and like you were just saying about how your car says it goes 150, 160, but you really don't need to go that fast. Well, your car's purpose is to get you from A to B, right? Well, right. If you're using a gun for self-defense, you got to understand that getting multiple hits on a target quickly or getting stopping a threat is not as easy as it is on television. Mm-hmm. Not every shot's going to be a hit.
That's right.
And shot placement is important. And most people only practice at a gun range, taking their time between shots at the eye level, and never practice really defensive shooting. So they don't even realize how hard it is to get a hit on a target when it's that life-threatening situation.
That's a really good point.
And there's actually numbers to back that up. The FBI study was recently done in the last decade where they studied all uses of force by all law enforcement departments for 4 years. What percentage of time do you think a law enforcement officer who's trained more than average Joe, when he's in a real life-threatening situation, what percentage do you think he misses, Scoop?
I don't know. I have no idea.
75% is the average. It
wow.
said 70 to 80% depending on department. You average that, you get 75%. If you translate that to numbers of bullets coming out the gun, that's 3 out of 4 shots.
Yeah, wow.
So if average Joe is worse than a law enforcement
yeah.
officer who's more highly trained, what percentage do you think they're going to miss?
Yeah, so it would be, you know, it would be important to have a gun. Well, there are people who simply put there, people who want mm-hmm. an automatic shotgun just because they want 5 quick shots at the quail.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, but the point is that, you know, when we start saying, and I know you're for people carrying guns for self-defense, but we start talking about limiting their capacity of the guns that they can carry, you're putting them at a disadvantage.
Yeah, I understand. And that was certainly not my point. It was a point of a caller earlier. But, Dave, always appreciate
right,
your call.
I don't want other people out there to hear that and just go, oh, that guy's right, and then don't understand
yeah.
there's reasons why.
Well, it's Dave Newman from Conceal Carry NOLA. Thank you for your information.
You take care, Scoot.
Okay, thanks, Dave. If you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back.
Website for full details.
All right, Stevie Nicks will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coming up March the 29th in New York City, and that will be part of an HBO special April the 27th. Wait till you hear who is going to do the introduction of Stevie Nicks into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Harry Styles, One Direction. I mean, come on, seriously, that's an injustice. I mean, if I were Stevie Nicks, I would complain about that. All right, let me get back to some of your calls. And from Terrytown, Mike, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. I've been listening to your conversation about the lawsuit being brought against the manufacturers of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody is missing an important point, and maybe even your conversation is moot.
Okay.
And the reason why I say that is to intelligently talk about this issue, you have to read the lawsuit and find out the specific reason the lawyers are suing the manufacturer. And I would venture to say that they are not just suing the manufacturer because they made a gun. That would be frivolous. But in the lawsuit, they have to state the specific reasons for the lawsuit. And I'll give you an example. Maybe they are suing because they want the manufacturers to make the gun childproof. Or maybe they are saying that there should be something etched on the side of the gun, a warning about its proper use, such as the labels on the side of the cigarettes. So that's my point. You have to find out the specific reason in the lawsuit why lawsuit.
Well, through the afternoon, Mike, we've touched on that. I mean, somebody mentioned earlier about car manufacturers. If there's a problem, they recall the car. If cars have to live up to certain requirements when it comes to safety regulations. But there are things that could be done to guns. There are things that could also be done to cars to make them all safer. But in some cases, it's considered to be cost prohibitive. So no matter what the reason is, you're still blaming the gun manufacturer when, for example, make the gun childproof. I get that. And there are some things that would make guns safer, and I'm all for that. But first of all, and the most important thing is the child shouldn't get a hold of a gun in the first place.
I agree. Thank you.
But I appreciate you bringing that up, Mike. And let's go to Nick. Nick, you're on WWL. Hey, Nick.
Hi, Scoot.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I was listening to y'all gun debates, and I think some of the people's points of views are pretty comical.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's always the case with our show.
Yeah, I can see that. Like the what's the guy from the shooting range or whatever? I thought that was pretty good how he was talking about it shouldn't be limited at all on the like types of ammo you can use. And I was like, well, why stop there? Why don't you just like put a flamethrower on the end and a grenade launcher, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look, there are a lot of different directions to go with this conversation. But, you know, the bottom line is we are becoming a society that is more interested in finding somebody to sue than we are in accepting responsibility for our behavior. There are lawyers that will help you file a lawsuit, even if it's your fault. They just want their percentage. In fact, you know, when you see these commercials and you see from some of these attorneys and they talk about how much money they got for their client, is that the actual amount or is that the amount before they took their share? Because sometimes attorneys will take up to 40%. And you complain about taxes? Look, attorneys are necessary. But there are attorneys that look for reasons to sue. And I don't think we should look for reasons to sue. If there's a reason to sue, sue. But ultimately, you're responsible. Because if an attorney comes to you and says, hey, guess what? You know, I think we can sue. I know it's your fault, but I think we can sue and get some money out of these people. Well, what are you going to say? Yeah, come on, let's go ahead. Let me get my check. There are people who will go along with the attorney, even though they know that it really wasn't somebody else's fault. It was really their fault. So the bottom line of this conversation to me is we are losing respect for personal accountability. And that is one of the key elements to having a civilized society, that each individual within the society is responsible for his or her behavior. Okay, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is going to be announced on March the 29th. Well, we know who's going in. The ceremony is going to take place March the 29th, New York. And as I said, HBO special, it will be on April the 27th on HBO. Guess who is going to make the announcement for The Cure to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Trent Reznor will pay tribute to The Cure. Now that is going to be interesting. I'm still upset that Chic has never been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think they've been nominated 9 times, failed every time. I'm telling you, one day on this show, we're going to start a campaign. Get Chic in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming back on WWL. Def Leppard will also be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coming up March the 29th in New York City. And Brian May of Queen will do the honors. If you want to join me when I'm off the air, join me on Facebook. It's Scoot on the Air. It's S-O-T-A, Scoot on the Air. I'm also very involved with the WWL Radio Facebook page. My Instagram account is also S-O-T-A, Scoot on the Air. And you can leave messages, and I'll do the best I can to answer all of your messages. Tomorrow, it will be Free for All Friday on the show. And last night, I saw the Tony Award-winning play, the controversial play, Hamilton, at the Sanger Theater. We will talk about that tomorrow afternoon. I loved it and thought it was one powerful piece of work. Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert and guest host Zach Streif coming up next. Kicker Will Lutz will join the guys at 5:20. And they will have an awful lot to talk about. I'm sure there'll be more talk about the free agency, which is going on right now. Also, if I didn't get to your call and you want to send me an email, my email address is scoot@wwl.com. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Todd Manassas, our chief engineer and location engineer, Butch Landry, and our studio producer, Ian Hoke. And thank you for being part of our show. We're back tomorrow afternoon, Free for All Friday. It's Friday, and we will act like it on WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.